The shoes. For years, I held a Bible study for the community on Saturday mornings. Karen, though not from the area, was a one-time visitor. After the fellowship, she strolled out and across the parking lot with me and mentioned that her larger inner-city church was a good distance from our rural one. Then she shared an unforgettable story. I've never seen Karen again. I never learned her last name, but the story she told, I will never forget. Perhaps she will feel the same. Karen's fellow worshipers were in an uproar that particular Sunday morning, she relayed. Seems their congregation was visited that day by a newcomer. The newcomer was sitting in the front of the church, speaking loudly and under the influence of alcohol. By anyone's standards, was dressed inappropriately for church and was intermingling mutterings with curses. One parishioner whispered his feelings about all this to the next, and on it went throughout the congregation. The whispered cry of, "Look, even barefoot," carried the furthest. Insult to injury, on top of everything, barefoot, seemed to be the final injustice meted out by this unwelcome stranger. Drunk, barefoot, and in church. The whispers in the congregation let this unwelcomed one know beyond doubt of their feelings. It got a little out of hand for a bit. And then the pastor came down from the pulpit and quietly sat beside the stranger, speaking not a word, but bending low. The pastor took off the shoes being worn and put them on the barefoot visitor's feet. "Now I am barefoot, and you have shoes," said the pastor simply. No one else said a word, for there was nothing to say. I wept when I heard Karen's story, and I weep as I share it with all of you now. I thought there could be no finer sermon that day than the one already given with a pair of shoes and a great deal of love. I thought of Jesus. I thought of us. Somewhere, someone needs our shoes and our compassion. May we each pull off our shoes and step out in love.